This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to a rebroadcast of a show I did a while back. I've chosen this show just for you while I'm on vacation. Please, I hope you enjoy it. Stick with us and have a great week.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand. There's a look. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always look stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Rail Side. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. Ain't that hard to find.
Therealside.com.
Buy my new book. See, I'm calm now. I had a few minutes. I'm calm. Buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time. You know, these are all the PC issues that nobody wants to talk about. I mean, serious. My wife and I have been talking about the show for, you know, I mean, we're coming up 8 years. I think we're going on 9 years now. We're talking about how even my conversation has changed on this stuff. People I've had on the show in the past who never really believed some of the stories I told, they're on the show on a regular basis. They're going, oh, my God. Who the heck knew that it was this bad? So all these, and they're not distractions. They're real things. I mean, the stuff that Obama's doing, what's going on in the Middle East, those are all real. I get it. But really, you've got all these distractions that are going on in our schools, in our towns, in our cities. Who's dealing with them? Do you even know about them? I can't tell you about it. There's been so many things that I've done and talked about and then gone and talked to my friends about it, thinking they had a clue and finding out, frankly, finding out that they were clueless. So don't take it for granted that the people around you, that your conservative friends, have a clue because chances are really good.
They don't.
I'm not joking. I'm amazed at some people in California. Again, I beat it up last week. Oh, by the way, you can find my book on Amazon. You can find it on my website. If you get it off the website, though, if you get it from my website, I'll sign it. And all you got to do is go over to my website, therealside.com. You want to go into the store. You can't miss the store. There's a big tab says, guess what it says? It says, the store. So you get it off the store. And then just buy the book. I'll sign it before I send it to you. If you don't care about the signature, and I don't get it, frankly, not that I'm the most modest guy in the world, but I don't get a signature thing. But if you just want to get the book, hop up on the Amazon. You can get it. What is it? The little Kindle thing. You can get it. We have one version with color illustrations, one with black and white. So I got to give kudos to these young men and women here. That are fighting to bring Christmas back to your school. I'm hoping. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to work out. None of you do. But I'm hoping that you're going to see more and more people that felt, and I don't get this at all, that felt uncomfortable because of political correctness. I'm hoping you're going to see more and more and more and more and more of them stand up for what's rightfully theirs. Stand up for what they should be allowed to do, what they should have the constitutional right to do. We have been led to believe that there's so many things we now no longer have the right to do because of, frankly, because of the left, because of the current administration. No, seriously. So, again, it's kind of like, don't back. I've been saying this for years. Don't back down. Stand up for what you believe to be his truth. As long as you don't get, the key here is as long as you don't get belligerent, it will work for you. The minute you start getting belligerent with stuff, you're a dead man. You're pretty much done. Because people aren't going to listen to you. They're not going to care what you have to say. They're going to go, that's that job. He just hates everybody. Yeah, it sounds familiar, huh? Anyway, so students from the University of Tennessee, I knew it was going to run out of time. I knew it was going to go down the wrong, what do you guys call it, gopher hole? Now, when it comes to diversity at the University of Tennessee, it appears that Christmas is not included. That's right. The UT Office of Diversity wants no mention of Christmas, Santa, or Jesus whatsoever. I'm still offering $1,000 to the person that can find me the scripture in the Bible, in the Christian, the Holy Bible, that talks about Santa Claus. Because I don't know how he's a religious figure. Other than, yeah, I know, St. Nick, all that stuff, right? But he's not a biblical figure. The young men at Beta Upsilon Chi were not hearing it and have dared the university come and get it. It appears that they will prevail. According to the University of Tennessee's Office of Diversity and Inclusion, yes, that's really an office. Can you believe that? Your tax dollars are paying for this. College is a place to learn extreme political correctness, to be systematically stripped of your values and culture. I don't know. I was always taught that college was a place for free thinking, free-flowing thoughts, conversation, and openness to learn about each other. I did not know. When did anybody get that memo? When did that switch happen? Right? You're supposed to learn all kinds of things in college. ABC News reports that the UTODI has been cracking down on Christmas. Their new guidelines advise people to keep all parties strictly secular with no decorations, Santa or Jesus, to ensure your holiday party is not a Christmas party. You know, I went to the bank the other day, and I said to one of the women, and they had set up the Christmas tree that they had been sent by corporate, I said, wow, there are all white lights this year. And she says, yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing myself, but I guess that's the end thing, and that looks nice. I said, no, that makes it holiday neutral. And I'm not just saying that it's a personal thing. You read about it, and most of the places that want to keep it away from Christmas go with white lights because it makes it holiday neutral. I'm Joe Machine in your house. If you listen to The Real Side on GCN Live, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always great to have you with me. Always great to have Dale Bellis with me, CEO of Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, it's a whole different way coming into the new year. You guys need to think. Use those brain cells that God gave you. And you really need to think about how you want to take care of yourself coming into the new year. Forget the resolutions. The only resolution you should make is just to take care of yourself a little bit better. We're going to talk about the difference between health care and health share. Now, Dale, thanks for being with me today.
It is such a pleasure, Joe, to be with you, and thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, well, you know, coming into the new year, people are resetting. They're kind of resetting finances and budgets and different things. And you know what? You need information. You can't just go trucking forward without any real information to know what you need to do. Before we get into the legislative details, you know, 2018, you know, foods are changing. The way people eat, the way people are living have changed over the years. I just had an interesting conversation with one of my sons over the weekend, concerned about life expectancy. You know, our founding fathers, forget the bullets, but our the British, but our founding fathers were they were expected to live what, into their 40s? I mean, that made you an old man, 40s, 50s, that kind of stuff. Now we're living well past what they thought we'd live. I mean, most of our laws are set for 65-year-olds and people living in their 80s and 90s, and man, we're just, it's just taking care of yourself, right?
It really is, and our life expectancies have increased and changed, and don't we simply want to have good quality in terms of life experience? And that requires a mindset of personal care. The taking responsibility for the care of our health, and that's the focus. And that's what I believe healthcare sharing certainly provides, because we're all self-pay patients responsible for the care of our bodies. And that should, in fact, be the focus, Joe. And it's not been the discussion on the national stage. There seems to be a conflation, actually, between health care, meaning health insurance, and access to medical care. And we've got to separate those and make those distinctions so that we're dealing with the issues having to do with the care of our health.
The word you stayed away from, though, was consumer. I mean, it's the only part of our lives, it's the only part of our wallet, if you would, that we don't look at like a consumer. I want the best deal. You know, I want the best product and get the best deal I can get. And you don't want to pay for this. I want you to take care of me. And what I find in the medical world when it comes to insurance, if you would, is, you know, the doctors have got guidelines they have to follow. The, you know, pharmacists have guidelines they have to follow. You can't, based on the insurance company, not even based on medical care. And at least with health share, you, for 99% of the time, you're able to call the shots the way you want to be taken care of, correct?
The phrase that you used is that we become health care consumers just the way we do in every other area of our lives. Whenever we're engaged in any financial transaction, whether it's at the local restaurant where we order a meal and we compare our ticket at the end of the meal against what we ordered, or we go and have our car repaired and we're getting a new muffler or maintenance on our vehicle or new tires, we're comparing the prices posted on the wall with the service presented to us, and we're reviewing that expense against the service we've received. That is the experience in every other arena of our economic lives except healthcare. And, Joe, the only way that can change is if we take on that consumer behavior and we're in charge, not only of our dollars and our money, but of the care we receive.
Well, it's funny because we get more upset. We get more into, dig into. I mean, look at the commercials on TV. We dig more into our brokers and what they're doing with money and what they're charging us for. You know, our auto mechanics, right? I mean, our car maintenance people, were all over them. You know, yeah, you charge me $2.11. For this, when I could have got it for this, but you, right? I mean, do I have to? Do I need all four brakes? Do I need all four tires? And is that the best? You see what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want to say we haggle, because that doesn't sound right, but we negotiate. How's that? Negotiate?
That's the hidden flaw in our existing healthcare system, and sadly, this has not even been addressed and created, even addressed as a national conversation. That the flaw in our current healthcare system is that a third party is paying for our healthcare costs. That is the insurance company. We send them a premium. They put it in their accounts, and they're the ones paying the bill. Or it may be the government paying for it, or an employer plan. It's a third party paying for that bill. I don't know what the costs are. I'm insulated, frankly, from the costs. And, unfortunately, my motivation is not even to care about the costs, because it's coming from somebody else's pocket. It kind of reminds me of Margaret Thatcher's definition about socialism. The socialism is great until the other, you know, until they run out of money. Well, that's the problem with this aspect of healthcare. When that third party runs out of money, then it becomes a crisis. And we see that crisis in healthcare today because of that third-party pay mentality.
Well, what I always love is that, you know, my wife used to go through this for our workers. 90 days, 120 days later, you get this bill that we're not paying this, right, from the insurance company. And the doctor's sending you a bill to pay it, and now you're on the phone trying to remember what happened 90 days or 120 days ago and why this thing got, you know, rejected again or what have you. It's a constant hassle, a constant headache, where health share works totally differently from that. We're not subject to a panel of health insurance people, people that actually probably make a few bucks off of whether the insurance company makes money or not that year. But it's a whole different team effort, a whole different, you call it membership. What do you mean by membership?
Well, that is that we join together in community with one another, number one, as a member helping another member with their medical costs. The dollars are not coming from a company black hole somewhere. The dollars literally are coming from my pocket and the pockets of my fellow members who join the community in care and support because we literally, Joe, pay each other's medical bills so that every month my money set aside in my ShareBox account is being matched to another member who has medical bills. And so it is person to person, member to member, think of it as neighbor to neighbor care for one another. And that's really our facilitation of how we meet health care costs every month.
You know, you and I have talked about that before, how it's a community event, not an event, but it's a community thing. It's like the old days. Listen to me, it's like I'm 105. But it's like the old days where I grew up in Boston where you helped each other out, whether it was with food or a few bucks to get the family through while dad was healing or mom was healing or whatever needed to be done. You helped out as a community. We didn't rely on the government, but I do rely on sponsors, so I got to go for a break here. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dale Bellis is with us for taking a different look. I got to help you kind of figure this out. You need to look at how you take care of yourself differently, how you take care of your health, how you approach doctors differently. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The battle over the border wall rages on as the partial government shutdown remains in effect. President Trump sticking to his campaign promise to build the wall and secure the U.S. with the goal of keeping illegal aliens out of our country. USA Radio's Tim Berg picks up the story.
There seems to be no end in sight to the partial government shutdown as House lawmakers don't plan on voting this week. Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy tells Fox News things are very quiet on Capitol Hill.
Not much has happened in Washington as best I can tell. Ultimately, the president needs to sign a bill. Schumer needs to give 10 votes for it to pass in the Senate until they finish their deliberations. Hopefully, when Schumer decides that he agrees we need security on our Mexican-U.S. border, we'll be able to go back to work.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It appears the partial government shutdown will remain in effect through the new year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again. Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
I only disagree with Lee in one place there. I wouldn't thank my lucky stars. I would thank God. That's who I would thank. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Coming into the new year, we've added new stations, new ways you can get the show, and we're going to talk all about that on New Year's Eve. And there'll be no alcohol. There will be eggnog, but it'll be non-alcoholic eggnog, because I don't know. That's my major health downfall. Speaking of health care, Dale Bellis is with us, CEO of Liberty HealthShare. Different way of looking at doing this, a different way of looking at taking care of your body. Dale, thanks for being with me. What's your downfall, buddy? Come on, you got to have one.
I'm diabetic. I'm a type 2 diabetic. I've got to be very cautious and careful about my carb intake.
Okay.
That's my downfall, is watching out over my carbs and avoiding breads and pastas and potatoes.
Oh, you poor guy. Will pray for you, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know what? I've done a really good job at staying away from the sweets, regulating the sweets, and not because I have a medical issue, but as you know, I lost a lot of weight, and not hundreds of pounds, but I lost like 30 pounds. And I got to tell my friends out there, it was one of those things where I got on the scale and I looked at it and I went, I can't keep doing this, because I kept making excuses for myself. Every 10 pounds, well, at least I'm not 300. At least I'm not 300. Then I got to 292 and I went, okay, I'm almost 300. This is not going to work for me. But it didn't. I didn't have to go out. You know, some of you guys think you got to go out and jog, 30 miles every morning, and you got to get up and you got to eat raw eggs. And no. You just change your lifestyle a little bit. If you don't have the information, talk to people who do. And that's one of the things that I love about Liberty HealthShare, is that with most insurance companies, you call them for help in this area, and they send you a membership for a local gym. Let me tell you what. I got that stuff down in my garage. I don't use it. going to the gym ain't going to help me either. You have a program by which you can help and encourage me to eat better and take care of myself better, right?
Absolutely. Joe, it's kind of like the old saying that psychologists and psychiatrists use, I can't make you change. You must be willing to change.
Yep.
And that's the case here as well. We don't impose change or lifestyle alterations on our members at all. This is nothing more than a cooperative, voluntary venture. If you want to change your life, but you wish to have the kind of support system and guidance and positive accountability and encouragement to get there, man, we're on board with that. And that's really what our Health Track program does. It just helps people bring about the change they've wanted to accomplish but haven't had the wherewithal or the individual resources to do it for themselves, whether it has to do with weight loss or stop smoking or, you know, manage, in my case, blood sugar or heart disease or cholesterol, you name it. All of those are lifestyle-based conditions. And we just encourage and give people the path to set their own goals, determine their treatment plan, and have the input and support of a positive encouragement and accountability. Joe, the psychology of change shows us that if we have that kind of positive accountability system, we will bring about change in our lives, and that's what we've seen happen over and over and over again, member after member, and we have literally about 15,000 of our members engaged in this path called Health Track.
Oh, yeah. It's you know what? Again, it doesn't – don't get mentally stuck up in all the things you might have to do, because you're going to fail. You'll fail before you even start doing it. Just take it a little bit at a time, because all it takes is once my knees started not hurting anymore, doing the rest of it was easy because I saw a result, and having somebody encourage you.
Positive reinforcement.
Bingo.
Absolutely.
And it's real,
yeah,
because it's your body and it's real.
Yeah.
Hey, before we went to break the first time, we were talking about community, and you and I have talked about this before. Where in your neighborhood, for instance, and I don't know where people live in, you know, wherever you're listening from. I live in a cul-de-sac. I kind of know everybody. When people are hurting or things are happening, we reach out and help each other. And I try to, that's what I grew up with. That's all I know. That's what HealthShare is all about. That's what Liberty HealthShare is all about. We're a community. We're a membership, if you would, and a community that will reach out and help each other and make sure that each other gets taken care of in these areas. But I like to joke with you and say, I mean, what's the downside to this? We only get like a $5,000. Where do you cut me off if I have a liver problem? You know what I'm saying? Come on,
well,
you can tell me.
It really is back to the future. Think about, as you've just pointed out, before the onslaught of our modern healthcare system, how did people pay for healthcare costs? And they did it in their local communities. Their church would live out their faith and values and surround them with support. Mm-hmm. Neighbors would participate. That's really what healthcare looked like in America before employer-sponsored healthcare, just right after World War II, which has become even more complex up until today. And so we've just simply utilized that mentality and model for meeting healthcare costs. It's mutual aid. It's mutual assistance. It's neighbor helping neighbor. And I frequently say I believe we're tapping into the DNA of America in accomplishing that and turning that principle into a solution for healthcare, because Americans are among the most generous people on earth. We see it whenever natural disasters occur, or a child falls yep. into a well, or miners are trapped in the mine. People come out of the woodwork to help one another. We've simply turned that principle into a solution for health care.
Yeah, you are so correct, and we do want to help. We want to help in our... All right, speaking of help, I don't know if this helps us or not, but we'll try anyway. The new tax law that they have been pounding out forever. When it comes to, you know, health share, it's a different way to approach it, but not just physically, but even from a tax standpoint, from a legal standpoint. Why don't you explain to people, or does this law help you? Does it hurt health sharing? I mean, how does it affect you at all?
Well, I think, number one, I think it's neutral. Number two, anything that promotes individual choice and freedom, we are in support of for sure. Folks need to realize a couple of things. Number one, with the passage of the new tax law and the elimination of the individual mandate penalty, that does not go into effect until 2019. So for all of looking back in 2017 and all of 2018, the penalty still applies. Healthcare sharing is exempt from the requirements to have insurance and are therefore not subject to the personal mandate penalty. And so we are not confronted with that issue, number one. And number two, the elimination of that penalty, I think, will just help America overall. But that begins in 2019 and after. That's number one. Number two, the only thing they affected, Joe, was the penalty of the mandate. The mandate exists. It continues. But if you don't fulfill the mandate, your penalty is zero. It's kind of an interesting place that we now find ourselves. But the employer mandate continues. All of the requirements of the ACA are still in place. All the mandates regarding essential health benefits, et cetera, are all in place. So the entire ACA, entire superstructure is all in place. The only difference is the penalty itself dials down to zero beginning 2019.
Wow. You know, and it's really interesting how they, you talk about a bloated law. It's just amazing to me because there were so many things. I'm still required to have, what is it, pregnancy prevention or something like that. I mean, I'm not worried about getting pregnant. I don't know if you are, but I'm not at all. So it's just amazing.
Yeah, I haven't felt confronted with that challenge.
My motherly instinct hasn't kicked in wanting me to have a child anytime. But I mean, it's really interesting when we were doing this a couple of years back and we were looking at different aspects of the health care bill. What was driving the cost up was the fact that so many things were covered that frankly didn't need to be covered. And if I was an insurance company, frankly, I would be doing the same thing. But when we come back from the break, I'll tell you what I want to talk about. Can I keep my doctor if I switch to Liberty Health Share? You know, okay. I just want to make sure I can still go see the guy.
Happy to talk.
I've been dealing with for the last 25 years. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Dale Bella, CEO of Liberty Health Share, is with us. Don't go far. We got so much to talk about on the other side of the break. You need to pay attention because this is a different way of taking care of yourself. In my humble opinion, well, maybe not so humble, I think it's a better way to take care of yourself. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Family matters. I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Okay, this isn't like Throwback Thursday, stuff like that.
I just get music that I like.
Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. No, it is not 1972. It is we're in 2017, headed into 2018. So many changes coming about. So many things you want to look at. I know everybody kind of does a reset of their life, but at this point you're looking at things going on in your life. What can you cut out? What do you need to add? Well, how do you streamline certain things? You know, just because things are getting better doesn't mean we can... quick story before I bring on my guest. A friend of mine who owns a business had several departments in the business, and when money got tight, they started looking at where they were spending money, and they found that they had four separate, what we call Arrowhead Spring water bottle accounts, and every account had a basic fee of like $44. And he was saying, well, why can't we have one account and have, you know, bottles delivered to every department? Well, they could, but nobody was talking to each other. So they went and did a reset, and they saved some really big bucks. And I think we need to do the same thing with our own lives. Not these, what are they called? You know, you make... you make these new resolutions every year. Don't do that. Just look at what's going on in your life and how do you make it better? How do you help yourself become healthier, both financially and physically? And one of the ways to do that is with Liberty Health Share. You need to check out Liberty Health Share. And Dale Bellis joins us. He is the CEO of Liberty Health Share. Always have a good time when he's on with us. Dale, thanks so much for being with me today.
Such a pleasure, Joe. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, there's my Boston there with my Boston accent right there. With me today. Thank you very much. All right. So, so listen. Before we went to break, I said to you that, and I'm cheek about it, but the seriously, if I'm giving some serious consideration to enrolling in this or moving how I handle my health care to Liberty Health Share. First of all, when can I enroll? Am I bound by a time frame? Number one. Number two is, I want your word that I can keep my doctor.
You know? Thankfully, under the Affordable Care Act and the definitions having to do with a healthcare sharing ministry, we are not bound by the mandates of the Affordable Care Act, which means we're not subject to the open enrollment period, which allows individuals to join us 12 months out of the year, and they can do that. The LibertyHealthShare.org website gives them all that information and enrollment option, but they can participate with us anytime in the course of the year. So if there's buyer's remorse or a change in a person's life or an opportunity to make that switch, they can do that at any month. That's number one. Number two, we do not have a network that limits our members to particular doctors or hospitals. We're free to choose any doctor, any hospital we choose, because number one, we are self-pay patients. We're sharing our bills with one another, but we're making those choices and have the freedom, because we believe it's our God-given right to manage, direct, and control our own health care. So we make that selection as to who our doctor will be. We simply present our ID card. It explains that we're a health care sharing ministry, where to send the bill. We receive it on behalf of that member, process it, and then we crowdfund from the other members that expense and cost every month. But our members decide what doctor they will use and what hospital they'll go to.
Yeah, it's really interesting. As you're saying, self-pay patients, I told you that was one of the terminologies that people made people nervous at first. And I was getting emails, and you've done a great job of explaining that over a period of time. But when you say self-pay, the appearance to the doctor, the appearance to the medical facility you're going to, is that you're in essence paying in cash. That you're in essence, you're making the payment yourself, and they're not waiting, 7 years to get paid from the insurance company. But that's what you mean by self-pay. In essence, it's the pool of cash that's been put together for you to be able to pay that bill, correct?
Well, it's a significant advantage. When we drop out of the health insurance arena, it is exactly the power of the individual pay system. Number one, self-pay simply means that it's our money at stake, both my money and the pockets of my fellow members. So we get the advantage of the lowest cash price, because what a healthcare system will bill to an insurance company is totally different than what they will offer to a self-pay patient. And that's our status. That's our category. We've dropped out of the insurance system. We're self-pay. We get that advantage, number one. Number two, that there's no intermediary between me and my doctor. I'm making those choices and decisions. I'm determining my treatment plan and eliminating unnecessary care, et cetera. We've reestablished that relationship between doctor and patient. But third, we're sharing those costs together in community with one another. It's my pockets, the pockets of my fellow members, and we're pitching in for one another because of our like-mindedness, our shared values, the fact that we're in community with one another, participating in each other's costs.
Yeah, it's something that people have, I guess, a hard time wrapping their mind around, because you and I have talked about this a million times. We've been taught since little kids. We've been listening to our parents talk. You know how it works. You always hear about the insurance company. The doctor said, we're waiting for the insurance company to approve. We're waiting for the. It's what we've been fed or conditioned to believe, and this is just a whole different way of looking at it. But You keep using the word ministry. I want to be clear here. This is not a religious ministry that is only for Christians, correct?
Well, we focus on anyone who will come join us on the basis of what we call our shared beliefs. We're not intruding on individual faith choices or what church you attend or what your doctrinal statement is or what your personal religious habits are, but rather here are our common beliefs and values. Come join us on this basis. And if you can participate with us in those shared beliefs, we welcome you.
Now, there's a big difference between insurance companies and what you're doing. And I don't want people to be nervous about it because you do have oversight. You know,
but we have plenty of oversight. Number one, we have Health and Human Services, the CMS, because we have a federal definition as a healthcare sharing ministry. That they have oversight in terms of there's criteria that we must follow in terms of an annual audit, be a nonprofit, have members participating and deciding and joining in. We can't drop somebody because they get sick, et cetera. That's number one. Number two, the IRS, because we are a 501c3 nonprofit, we have to follow all of the standards and best practices of a federal nonprofit, and so the IRS has oversight. And then each individual state department of the Attorney General, not only as a nonprofit, but also consumer practice. And then fourth, as we all know, individual states are managed or controlled, regulated in insurance. So we are subject to the departments of insurance, not so much because we engage in the practice of insurance, but to make sure that we do not cross that line and engage in the practice of insurance. And so we're subject to their oversight and regulation as well. So all of that folds together for a significant amount of public accountability.
Yeah, it's really funny how people get really nervous over oversight, and I'm going to say in a joking fashion, how has that oversight by the government worked out for insurance companies up to this point, right? I mean, seriously, people, come on. Use your God-given ability to think a little bit here. I really do. I get the biggest kick out of people who think the government's going to save them and look at where they put us, but I'm sure a story for another day, anyhow. Now, let's come back to something here. When can I actually enroll and give us some of the breakdown of the costs? And I'm sure there's, what, a deductible of about $25,000 for each incident? How does that work?
our members decide that. And so we each have decided we're going to take responsibility out of our pocket in the course of our member year, what we call an annual unshared amount. It's $500 for a single, $1,000 for a couple, $1,500 for a family.
All right,
that
Dale.
Means those are the first dollars
you
that
said,
we pay.
Yeah, I got to interrupt you. Come on. Between you and me, you said our members decide, but really there's a bunch of old guys in the back room deciding what they're willing to pay or not pay, right? You're telling me that the membership, that the people a part of this, are deciding how their finances are going to be used and how much they're going to pay, the membership as a whole?
Absolutely. Every year our members weigh in and engage and decide different aspects of our sharing program. And that's certainly a part of it. We're member decided, member driven, member participation, and that's what makes it such a dynamic participation from member to member. But we've decided $1,500 for a family, and then we start sharing in eligible medical bills up to $1 million per incident. So if you have a heart attack, up to $1 million, kidney stones, up to $1 million.
Wow.
Those are what we call eligible expenses. But at present, it's $199 for a single. It's $299 for a couple or $449 for a family of three or more. That goes into our online secure accounts that is then matched through our proprietary software to a member who has expenses that month.
Wow. I mean, that's great. All right, so we're up against it. Tell people how they can get more information on Liberty Health Share. And I tell people to go read first. I know it's a good thing for them to call and get, but you don't even know what questions to ask until you get a little information. Where can they get that?
Yeah, libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go, libertyhealthshare.org. You can call the toll-free number, talk to one of our trusted advisors in the contact center, get all your questions answered, peruse the pages of the website. But libertyhealthshare.org is the best place to go.
Dale, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I hope you have a safe and wonderful new year.
Joe, thank you so much for that sentiment, and it's mine to you as well. Have a blessed new year. God bless.
That's it for us. Don't do any stupid. Watch you back here tomorrow. You'll be listening to Real Side on GCN Live.